Sergeant Guarnieri joined up, along with Don Malarque, Joe Toya, and Popeye Wynn. A few minutes later, Lipton ran into Winters. "I saw a road sign down there," Lipton reported. "Santa Mère Église." "Good," Winters answered. "I know where that is. I can take it from here." He set out at the head of the group. Objective, Santa Marie du Mont. They joined a bunch from the 502nd. About 0300 hours, they spotted a German patrol, four wagons coming down the road. They set up an ambush, and there Guarnieri got his first revenge for his brother as he blasted the lead wagons. The other two got away, but E Company took a few prisoners. A German machine gun opened fire on the group. When it did, the prisoners tried to jump the Americans. Guarnieri shot them with his pistol. "No remorse," he said when describing the incident 47 years later. "No pity. It was as easy as stepping on a bug." After a pause, he added, "We are different people now than we were then." At about 0600 hours, they ran into Captain Jerry Gross of D Company and 40 of his men. They joined forces to head toward Santa Marie du Mont, some 8 kilometers southeast. In a few minutes, they ran into the 2nd Battalion staff with about 40 more men. Winters found an M1, then a revolver, belt, canteen, and lots of ammunition. So I was feeling ready to fight, especially after I bummed some food from one of the boys. Lipton found a carbine. The others armed themselves. As the Americans moved toward Santa Marie du Mont, so did the commander of the German unit defending the area, Colonel Frederick von der Heydt of the 6th Parachute Regiment. He was an experienced soldier, having been in the German army since the mid-1920s and having led men in combat in Poland, France, Russia, Crete, and North Africa. Colonel von der Heydt was the senior German officer present, as the division commanders were in Rennes on the Seine River for a war game. He had one battalion in and around Santa Marie Église, another near Santa Marie du Mont, the third in Carentan. All his platoons were standing, too. Some were trying to engage the Americans, but confusion caused by reports of landings here, there, seemingly everywhere, had made concerted counterattacks impossible. Colonel von der Heydt wanted to see for himself. He drove his motorcycle from Carentan to Santa Marie du Mont, where he climbed to the top of the church steeple, 50 or 60 meters above the ground. There he had a magnificent view of Utah Beach. What he saw quite took his breath away. "All along the beach," he recalled in a 1991 interview, "were these small boats, hundreds of them, each disgorging 30 or 40 armed men. Behind them were the warships, blasting away with their huge guns, more warships in one fleet than anyone had ever seen before."